Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.
Has there been a point in your journey where you felt like giving up?
Daily, you know, yeah. I mean, but very short-lived. Yeah. I had the curse of you just, I couldn't quit.
Now on to the show. On the show today, we have Estera Credit Union's very own Martin Carter. He is here telling us about the Credit Union's financial health initiative called Empower Me, where participants have raised their credit scores by over 100 points. Many have become homeowners, and there's so much more to this. So Martin is here to tell us all about it. Buddy Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, oh my goodness, look who we have here in our studio, virtual studios, Mr. Martin Carter from Estera Credit Union. Martin, how are you, sir? Good to see you.
Great. Thank you. Good to see you too. And thanks for having me on.
You are welcome. We were talking before the recording that this topic, your credit unions, your financial health initiative has kind of been near and dear to your heart for the last 3 years. And you've been holding it close to the vest, but now you're kind of coming out and talking to more and more people about it. And I think that's a fantastic thing, because I think the more this message gets out there, the more infectious in a good way it will be. So I think the more people will be talking about it and doing something about it as well. So can you give us a quick overview of your credit union's financial health initiative? I'm very curious here.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah.
The name of the program is Empower Me, and Okay. It is a formalized outcomes-based financial wellness program that was initially launched to our employees in December of 2019.
Oh, wow. Okay.
With a subsequent member pilot launch in August of 2020, and then a broader targeted member launch in March of 2022. And the program is designed to provide our members and our users with a beginning benchmark assessment of their financial health and well-being, along with all the financial education, financial tools, and financial resources that they need to improve their financial lives.
Yep, indeed. And now I understand there's two paths to this, because my next question is like, okay, so how does it work? So there's two paths, I understand. So can you share with us how it works and those two paths?
Yeah, anyone who's interested in engaging with Empower Me has to formally enroll in it. And Okay. There are two potential paths a prospective enrollee can choose from. The first path is a self-guided program, which requires a register into a web-based, smartphone-friendly financial wellness app called LifeSense.
Okay.
And LifeSense takes a gamified approach to financial learning, where users have an opportunity to earn points and win cash prizes through quarterly sweepstakes while building their financial knowledge.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
The second path is a coach-guided program using a certified personal financial coach in tandem with the LifeSense app. So the coach-guided program is much more comprehensive and requires some basic qualifiers and user commitments that don't come with the self-guided program. So after registering, the app takes the user through an initial onboarding assessment, which produces a benchmark individual financial health score, a separate sense of well-being marker, and then it builds a personalized financial learning playbook based on the benchmark results. Additionally, the app starts matching the user to financial connections and resources to help them with some potential needs that may have been identified through the onboarding assessment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So now what type of audience? I don't want to go too far down this two paths tangent, but I'm curious to know what type of member or consumer are you looking for in the self-service platform? And then who is kind of right for the coach guided platform? Obviously, maybe somebody who needs a little bit more handholding goes into the coach guided platform, or how does that work?
Yeah, that's a great, great segue, because I'll start with the coach guided program.
Okay.
That's the one I initially developed.
Okay.
And what we recognized was that, you know, there were people that really needed help, and we wanted to reach those people. And we had some coaches developed internally, get their certifications, wanted to make sure that those coaches were impactful and useful useful in how they did their thing. So when I developed the program, I said, we're going to have commitments into the program. Members got to make some commitments.
Yeah,
we have to have some basics to it. So what we're going to do is we're going to really look for members who are most receptive and in need. Mm-hmm. So we'll look for members that may be in collections, maybe have had a denied loan recently, and they're angry about that. They're frustrated because they can't get a loan. We're going to kind of refer them or guide them into our coach guided program. And then for others that may think they want help, but then all of a sudden when it comes to the commitments that are in our formal program, our coach guided program, they're like, nah, I'm not going to do all of that. We can send them over to the self-guided program. Say, you've got a great app, web-based app that you can use. Just, you know, scan the QR code. You can do it all on your own. And anytime you want to, if you want to get back into using a coach, you can do it through the app. There's the connection through the app to connect back to a coach.
Yeah, so you always have that option. And plus the other fact about the self-service one too is that you kind of gamified it. So there's incentive to keep going. Because a lot of times when you do a self-service type thing, some people can kind of get a little complacent and go, I don't know. But if you gamify it, though, that keeps you engaged and keeps you moving forward. So, yeah, good move on that part. So I want to get to the why here. So why did you guys create this program and launch it as well? Because obviously this is something that's really needed out there. We all know that. But for you guys in particular, Astera, why did you guys create this?
Well, for me, Mike, the idea of creating a financial wellness for credit union members a program started forming itself back in 2018-2019. Being Astera is in a smaller market, oversaturated with financial institutions, many that are much larger than us with much more financial and marketing resources than we have, and we couldn't really effectively compete against. I knew that we needed to develop an approach to attracting and retaining members that was different than anything else out there. Yep. We needed to have a market differentiator. At the same time, I was seeing that Astera was consistently denying about one out of every two of the loan applications that were coming in and just churning through loan apps. And it helped me to realize that my membership is made up of a lot of lower income households that were struggling financially. We were turning them down and they were needing more help than we were able to be giving them.
Right.
And all this is going on, I start seeing financial health and well-being being talked about in our industry. It started bubbling up. Mm-hmm. So I started engaging in the conversation and learning about what others were looking at and doing at the national level. A combination of all those factors led me to the creation of this outcomes-based approach to improving financial health and well-being of our members.
Got it. Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. We need more folks like you out there, Martin, for sure, to kind of take the reins or take the bull by the horn, so to speak, and tackle this for sure. So, yeah. And so can you share maybe some anecdotes or maybe some success stories of how this program has progressed and how it's benefiting the members out there? Because you alluded to it earlier, is like, you know, when folks are declined on a loan, they get frustrated, they get angry, and then that's, dare I say, you know, a likelihood of them going somewhere else, you know, not hopefully not a payday lender or something like that, but you know, you want them to stick around the credit union. So this seems like a way for you guys to keep them around, keep them, and, you know, provide yourselves with some value and them with some value as well. So that said, any success stories or anecdotes or anything else like that to share to show the success of this program?
Yeah, it's, we're seeing some, you know, this is a long journey when it comes to financial health and, you know, having that conversation with the consumer who's not used to talking their financial health to anybody outside of maybe family.
Right.
Even with family, sometimes they don't share.
Got that right.
So, you know, we launched the Coach Guided program in 2020, as I mentioned, August of 2020. Since then, we have seen credit scores of our most committed enrollees improve by up to 100 points.
Whoa!
100-point move in a credit score is significant because when you think about what your interest rate is when you're at a 642 versus a 742. Yeah,
I'm writing that down right now.
That's hundreds of dollars a month that you would be able to lower your... we've helped two single-parent households become savers and homeowners who had never owned a home and never had emergency savings, and they had poor credit when they entered the program. And both of them saw 100-point increases in their credit score.
That's amazing.
And I approved those loans. That wasn't even an outcome that we were looking at with those two. But it ended up coming to me after about 12 months in the program, each of them. And I was like, yeah, this makes a lot of sense. They've done a lot of work. They're where they need to be. So we were able to get them into homes. Almost every coach guided enrollee is showing improvement in their benchmarked financial health score as they work through the program. The app every 6 months goes back in and does a check-in on the financial health. So it'll show beginning every 6 months, and it'll show a pattern of what's happening with financial health. So we're seeing financial health scores improving every 6 months. Every one of our committed enrollees walks away from our program with the knowledge of how to budget, how to save, how to borrow and spend responsibly. And our coaches have helped many of their enrollees build emergency savings accounts.
Good.
Never thought they would be able to have that before joining the program. I think there's a statistic out there that says, 60% of all Americans don't have some type of emergency savings. Yep. So our goal is a very important part of the program is to get people walking away with an emergency savings habit and emergency savings to be able to go back to.
Wow. The benefits here are just, I think the last few that you talked about, but improving your credit score by 100 points, I'm still in awe of that. That's huge. And talk about value that a credit union is providing their membership. Good grief. That says it all right there.
I had one other thing with the license application. We just launched the license application in March, and we have 89 registered users and who have created earned 743 learning badges and unlocked 434 achievements in the platform since March of 2022.
Right on. And so this leads me to my next question, and it's completely obvious, but how does it benefit your credit union's members? So I think we both know the answer, but I just want to get your take.
Well, in the broader sense of things, obtaining financial knowledge through learning opportunities that the Empower Me provides, it builds personal confidence and can have a real powerful impact on those who want to learn. Having access to a personal financial coach can also accelerate growth and success in our members' financial health and well-being. And when utilized to its full capability, the Empower Me program can be transformational, life-changing. We now have some case studies that prove out how Empower Me has helped positively transform members' financial lives. And I alluded to that with the two that, came in not being homeowners, renters, and at the end of the program, within a year and a half, they owned homes, had emergency savings. Gosh. Those things are life-changing.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Oh, my gosh. And yeah, they're life-changing as well. Yeah, for sure. So, and having said all of this, what are some goals that you wanted to achieve with this initiative? I mean, obviously, you want to have your members on a firm financial footing here and educate them in ways to do that and get them, like you said, and literally change their lives. What other goals did you have in mind with this, with Empower Me?
Well, specific to the program, I want to continue to grow my membership adoption and scale it up and out into the communities that we serve. Mm-hmm. Because ultimately, for me, it goes back to what I was saying earlier. I want it to be a differentiator for our financial institution, our credit union, against all of our competition, something that's different that we offer that they don't. So, the goal is to scale it to my member and then out to the communities and get more members as a result of it. Mm-hmm. But I'd love to see 1,000 members on the platform within 2 to 3 years.
I think you're going to get there for sure. With stories like that, and you spread the word about those stories, I think you're going to get there quite easily. So last question for you here. So any advice for other credit unions looking at doing something similar? I know there's a number of credit unions out there that are doing some similar things, but there might be a few out there that are kind of sitting on the fence and like, hey, you know what? Should we go down this road or not or anything like that? So any advice, Martin?
Yeah. If you're looking to launch a formal financial wellness program, start by defining a specific purpose, program objectives, and the outcomes that you're looking to be measuring for success. launch an employee financial wellness program before launching something to your members, because your employees are consumers, and you'll be surprised to know that a lot of them might be struggling financially too.
Oh, no doubt.
And they're the ones that are going to be talking to the members about the program. Mm-hmm. So and you the want feedback. Them to engage in it. They're kind of like your first pilot.
Exactly, exactly.
Right? And then I would also recommend to launch a member pilot. Don't try and go full force out to the membership.
Right.
Launch a member pilot, get some experience, make some tweaks to the program, and then start with a strategic scaling up of the program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as it gets better and better, as it matures, so to speak, it gets better and better. And like your program's just going to get better and better as well. So it's still fairly young, if you will. So good. All right, Martin, anything else to add to wrap up here? I mean, I love stories like this, and I love sharing stories like this, because again, it's very infectious in a good way, and it creates, you know, hey, let's try that as well type of thing. So any final thoughts on this?
Yeah, I would be remiss if I didn't give a huge shout out to Member Driven Technologies. Oh, yeah. They've been on the initiative from the start as a valued partner and a consultant. They've not only been a sounding board for us on the technology side, but they've played an instrumental role in helping us develop and connect technology to the specialty products that we're creating and using to help our members with their financial health and well-being. So shout out MDT. Yep.
Good people there at MDT for sure. Yeah, great, great stuff. All right, All right, Martin, I'm gonna let you get going. Appreciate the time, and congratulations on a super successful initiative here called Empower Me, a financial health initiative that's really, it's super, like I said, super successful, and I think it's going to get even more successful as time goes on. So good job, and keep up the good work, and maybe we'll have you back on in 6 months or so and see where you are with it. That'd be a lot of fun to check in, see how you're doing.
That would be great. Thanks, Mike.
Anytime, Martin. Well done. And again, keep up the good work.
Thank you.
You're welcome. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.
Has there been a point in your journey where you felt like giving up?
Daily, you know, yeah. I mean, but very short-lived. Yeah. I had the curse of you just I couldn't quit.